9.5 inches when erect, not in public toilets, and finally, best to put plastic sheeting down first. And those are the answers to last week's quiz.
But now we return you to an hour with the Campen Players.
Now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series about a doctor's surgery. Today's episode. Next, please. Now, Mr. Jones, what appears to be the problem?
Well, Doctor, as you can see, I've got a cucumber up my nose, a carrot in my left ear, and a banana in my right ear.
You know your problem, Mr. Jones.
No. What's that, Doctor?
Well, you're not eating properly.
And now, if you're listening pleasure, another edition of our long-running serial, Mrs. Winton's Diary. Mrs. Winton is surprised by something unpleasant on her doorstep. In today's episode, Ding Dong, Merrily on High.
Dear Diary, I was flicking through my copy of The Woman's Weekly when I heard a noise at the front door. I discovered three children singing Here Comes Santa. I said, "Aren't we a little early for Christmas? Shouldn't we be asking for a penny for the guy?" One of the boys said, "Lady, we did that in August. We're on to Christmas now, so cough up or we'll stick dog mess through your letterbox." I toyed with the idea of wrapping him around the head with my Woman's Weekly, but paid him instead. Oh dear, Christmas has come early. Good night, dear Diary.
Now, for your listening pleasure.
Another edition of our popular series about a country bumpkin's experiences of London. Today's episode, What a Relief.
Oh, it's a funny old place, is London. The funniest thing happened to me the other day. I needed to pay a call of nature, and in pursuit of some facilities, I asked a kindly gentleman who was resting on the pavement, and he directed me to a very strange convenience. It was small and red with windows in it. Anyway, whilst I was relieving myself, I noticed they had a telephone in there. Funny old place, London. And now for your listening pleasure, an instant drama. Today,
The Elephant Man by Sir Frederick Treves.
My name is John Merrick. All I ask is that you treat me with the dignity that you would afford any other man. That's all I ask of you.
The Elephant Man by Sir Frederick Treves. And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular show about truth and honesty. Today's episode, It's Time to Take Flight.
I'm flying, flying to the sky.
Welcome aboard this Campen Airways flight. Can we draw your attention to the safety instructions sellotaped to the back of the duty-free trolley passing amongst you now? In the unlikely event of the aircraft crashing into the sea, we're all going to die. Do you really think that silly little whistle will be any good? And that light, are you planning to finish your airport paperback while floating in the Atlantic? I don't think so. Anyway, on behalf of the captain and crew, do have a pleasant flight.
I'm flying, flying to the sky. I'm flying, flying up so high.
Flying up so high.
And now, for your listening pleasure, we present an Ealing comedy.
Here's the Titfield Thunderbolt in 60 seconds. Gentlemen, I tell you it's errant nonsense that a private company should run their own railway service. I feel that safety standards will be compromised and that your drivers will not be trained properly. Your company will put profit before the welfare of the passengers. In short, gentlemen, the Titfield Thunderbolt must stay in the marshalling yard.
But we've painted the Thunderbolt in gay new livery, given the train line a brand new name, One Southern Thunderbolt, and our staff will have lovely blue and yellow uniforms. Please give us a chance.
Gay livery, you say? Well, as long as you film everything in Technicolor, you can go ahead with the railway.
Now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series, Let's Keep Britain Middle Class. Today's episode, dealing with common people.
Hello, Sir Rodney Quango, MBE here. Now, when you've been about your daily duties, going to the golf club, popping into the Ivy for a spot of lunch, or a pleasant night at the opera, you may not have noticed an underclass of people around you. Now, some of you have asked me, Sir Rodney, how can we spot these common people? Well, here are a few useful pointers. Common people eat from something they call a KFC party bucket. They think that Harrods Food Hall is expensive, go to Magaluf on their holidays, actually use shake and vac on their carpets, own caravans, use money off coupons from newspapers, take Pierre Dor to parties and think they're sophisticated, and wear polyester clothing. My message to you is, let's continue to keep Britain middle class. And should you come across any of these people, take my advice. Give them a wide berth. Cheerio.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series about doctors. Today's episode, Move Over, Darling.
Now, Miss Jones, how are those Viagra pills I prescribed for your husband working?
Marvellous, Doctor. He took two of them and suddenly he was crazed with passion. He swept the dinner plates from the table, sending them crashing onto the floor. And then he had his wicked way with me.
Oh, dear, I did mean to warn you to take one pill at a time. It's my fault. The least I can do is pay for your plates.
Thanks, Doctor, but there's no need. We're not going back to that restaurant again anyway.
And now, for your listening pleasure, Mrs. Miller sings A Lover's Concerto.
Gentle is the rain that falls softly on the meadow. Birds high up in the trees, selling flowers with a melody. Oh, see, there beyond the hill, the bright colors of the rainbow. Some stay for us, just for love. No, I belong to you. Love me tenderly, and I'll give to you every part of me. Ooh, 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 don't ever make me cry through long, lonely nights without you, love. Be always true to me, keep this day in your heart eternally. Just as wonderful. You hold me in your arms and say once again you love me. And if your love is true, everything will be just as wonderful.
Mrs. Miller with A Lover's Concerto.
Still to come, a bigger, brighter, fresher, newer, more exciting final part of the show.